The coronavirus spread quickly in Denmark. Danish authorities have also acted quickly. Their primary objective, like many countries, prevent Denmark's healthcare system from being overwhelmed. Denmark has a population of about 5.5 million. About 1,000 people in Denmark have tested positive for the virus. But so far, there have been relatively few deaths and not many sick people landing in hospital beds. From Copenhagen, Tom Carstensen reports.
All buses in Copenhagen now have signs saying they will only let on a very limited number of passengers. This is not an issue on this bus I'm on to Hvidovre Hospital, about 3 miles to the west of central Copenhagen. It's just me and the driver. The streets we drive on are close to empty. It's like something out of an apocalyptic movie.
Velkommen til endnu et pressemøde her i Statsministeriet.
The coronavirus is keeping most people at home, and that's where they should be, according to the Danish Prime Minister.
Der vil komme svære situationer nu for rigtig mange borgere, og der bliver...
Mette Frederiksen has been holding regular news conferences. She's even talking about temporary legislation to limit freedom of movement. This sort of thing has not been put in place here since the Nazi occupation.
Alle skoler og dagtilbud lukkes...
Over three very hectic days, the Danish government ordered all schools closed, public servants sent home, public gatherings of more than 100 people were banned, restaurants and bars are shut down too.
Fra i morgen, der lukker de danske grænser.
Now the borders are closed for everybody except citizens of Denmark and permanent residents. All of these measures are about one thing, to save the healthcare system. I'm at this hospital to meet Dr. Thomas Benfield. He's one of the top epidemiologists leading the country's fight against COVID-19.
Hej, dag. Nå, men jeg var ikke sikker på grund af, at jeg tænker.
Signs on the hospital doors say, do not enter if you have a cough or a fever. And there's hardly anyone here. Benfield leads me through a back entrance to his office. I asked him if the Danish government is doing the right thing by shutting down pretty much everything.
Today, I'm pretty sure it was the right move because we have seen more local transmission than we had just a few days ago. It took me by surprise, definitely. I had anticipated a more gradual increase in restrictions, but actually I think it was very wise to have a total shutdown at once.
Benfield says it's a no-brainer, really.
And I think the experience from China and from Italy... I think you can't do enough to contain this epidemic.
The goal, he says, is to avoid the kind of total meltdown that's taken place in Italy.
We're definitely hoping that we're not going to experience the catastrophic crash they experienced in Italy through all the different measures that we're taking.
But one thing that's not happening a lot here in Denmark is testing people for COVID-19. Benfield says the country certainly has a lot more infections than the official numbers say.
But fortunately, very few of them are seriously ill.
The official stance in Denmark is that everyone is now considered to be at risk of having the virus already. That's why people are being told to stay at home.
For torsdag fik vi en meddelelse om, at Thomas Kahlenberg, den tidligere Brøndby og landsholdsspiller, er smittet med...
One of the first celebrities to be diagnosed with COVID-19 is Thomas Kahlenberg, a former professional soccer player. Kasper Juhl works for Kahlenbergs former soccer club. At a recent match, Juhl and many others shook hands with Kahlenberg.
A couple of days later, we got the news that he was tested positive for the coronavirus.
Juhl talks with me over the phone because he's not allowed to meet people in person. Already more than 70 people in the soccer world are in quarantine, and the Danish league is suspended.
I was lucky to be able to be quarantined at home. We kind of sealed off the middle of the house, and then we have some glass doors to seal off the rest of the house.
Were you tested?
No, I wasn't tested because I didn't have any symptoms. And I still haven't had.
Juhl says he's getting daily phone calls from health authorities, and he's happy with the way everything's been handled.
It's not about me. It's about if I had gotten the virus and I could infect other people not knowing, and that could spread.
Jeg kan oplyse, at den smittede er en mand, der sammen med sin familie blev testet i går på Sjællands.
Jakob Tage Ramløn was the first person in Denmark to contract the virus. The TV journalist came home from a ski trip in Italy and went back to work. Then he got sick and his doctor told him to get tested.
In the late night, I found out I was the first person in Denmark that had the COVID virus. That was kind of a shock.
Ramlyng says he, along with many colleagues, had to go into quarantine. He says the authorities have been engaged and effective, but things have also been a bit chaotic.
Early on also, they were not all that coordinated, all of them. They made us a bit uneasy sometimes, but it was also never in any way that made our health situation bad.
Denmark is looking at a long period of shutdown ahead, says Thomas Benfield, the epidemiologist. But he's hopeful that hospitals will not be overwhelmed with too many patients at once.
It's a quiet period. We're waiting for what might happen. But clearly there's going to be some major disruption in our healthcare system as well.
Benfield tells me that he's still optimistic for now. As for other countries, he says they need to be taking more drastic action. For the world, I'm Tom Carstensen in Copenhagen.